This afternoon, I'd like to offer a guided metta loving kindness meditation. And let's explore this in a slightly different way. So, just offering another way of practicing this very important, central teaching, and something that if we can connect with as a practice, it's such a hugely supportive thing for our life, you know? And in the process of learning to understand love, to know that, feel that, to understand that, to learn in a way the skill of kindness, we could see it as an ability that we need to exercise. This quality of metta, loving kindness, is really in the original suttas of the way the Buddha taught, as a very suffusive quality to it. He would instruct the monks and nuns and the lay people to abide, you know, pervading all directions with a heart and mind filled with loving kindness. So this more suffusive kind of quality is what I'd like to see if we can evoke, connect with. And the possibility of that really being unconditional. And that moment by moment, learning more and more to imbue our attention and our intention with kindness for our own benefit and happiness, is really, really to see that kindness is, it's really such a, it leads to happiness, and obviously for ourselves and others as well. We all know, we've all been on the receiving end of kindness. You know, sometimes it's quite devastating, isn't it? It breaks down a lot of barriers. It kind of really can just puncture a lot of the illusions we have about being separate, different. And it sometimes feels like why we find it difficult to open to this quality, this capacity, this ability. So as we practice, you know, really including one sense of, you know, limitation around this, or resistance, or, you know, skepticism, or, you know, even anger sometimes around this, very common and very okay, you know, really let that be part of the opening and the learning. So just right now, to feel one's posture as comfortable as it can be, given the unruly body and mind, heart. And really for this meditation, really feel free to shift the posture. Really, yeah, not to be spending sort of energy and attention and struggling with body pain. So really feel free to move the posture and even stand up or sit in a chair, you know, really, so you can really open as much as possible to this. beginning with some time of opening to the possibility of directing kindness towards ourselves. And to, again, this moment, just coming into contact with however we are in body, mind, heart. Just as much as we're able, feeling or sensing or thinking, may I be well. May I be peaceful. May I be filled with loving kindness. Maybe other words, other phrases that for you evoke that sense of friendliness, of well-wishing. So we'll just use these phrases, but really feeling free to create phrases that work for you while remaining somewhat universal. I'd invite you now to bring your attention to the breathing and just take a few slightly deeper breaths, longer breaths, just breathing in, a sense of breathing in some good, clean energy into the body, to the mind. As you breathe out, a sense of just letting go just of whatever is not necessary, whatever is inessential. So gently breathing in and breathing out, just sense of breathing in goodness or kindness or and breathing out. Releasing what is not necessary. And then we can feel or sense or and imagine the breathing that we're breathing. As we breathe in, we're breathing in kindness and breathing in well-being. And then as we breathe out, breathing it down through the whole body. We could breathe in and then breathe out, breathe the kindness down into our arms. And breathe it in and then breathe out. And breathe out and feel a sense of kindness just going down, cross through the body, through the torso. Like as if the breath or water washing through the body. Water of kindness. breathing it in and then breathing it out down our legs. Moving our attention with the breath, breathing in and then breathing out down through the body. And including the head area as well, the throat and neck. Breathing in kindness and then breathing it out through the whole body in all directions. Can continue with the deeper breath if that feels okay, feels good, or just let the breathing go to its natural rhythm and let the sense of pervading the body just move with the natural rhythm of the breath. Just in whatever way we can sense that or feel that. Or if it works for us, using a thought to help carry that good intention throughout our being, throughout our body. May I be well. May I be peaceful. May I be filled with loving kindness. No demand, no requirement to feel any particular thing, just trusting the goodness of that intention, of friendliness, of well-wishing towards ourselves, towards our whole body. We become aware of areas of tension in the body. We can very consciously breathe in the kindness and then breathe it through that area. Just bathing that area with kindness. Just letting our kind intention just flow through and around the tension. Allowing it to be, just loving it just as it is. opening our heart to our own discomfort. Letting ourselves be a channel for this kindness to flow in and flow through the difficult parts. Flow through the whole of the body, bringing healing. Gradually letting it pervade and suffuse into all corners of the body. Just letting it seep into every part of our body. Using the phrases if they're helpful or not. May I be well. May I be peaceful. May I be filled with loving kindness. Then bringing our attention to the area of the heart, our chest, and if you want to put the hand there, you can. Just have your attention in that area. And just explore what it might be like to breathe kindness into the heart area. And breathe. And out into the space around you. Breathing in, breathing out. Sensing what's in the heart. What's in the heart that can be touched and soothed and bathed in this kindness? Opening up as much as we're able to let our heart be touched and healed with kindness. As we breathe in, as we breathe out, just letting that gentle rhythm do the work of healing. Again, using the words if they're useful. May I be well. May I be peaceful. May I be filled with loving kindness. Gradually having the courage to open our heart to ourselves, letting the kindness soothe and touch the hurt parts of the heart, let it touch the sadness, the loneliness, the despair. Let it touch and bathe the anger, the hatred, the boredom. And let it touch and bathe the confusion, the not knowing what to do. Into that space of the heart, if we're aware of thoughts, worried thoughts, fearful thoughts, despairing thoughts, just letting them again be touched and soothed and met by this kindness. Breathing in, breathing out. And at any point, if it feels like it's too much or just feeling free to just go to the sense of the body and breathing. Just being very gentle with ourselves in this. noticing our reactions, and any feelings, emotions or thoughts about the practice or what's happening, again allowing that, again seeing if we can include that, breathing in and out with kindness with that. And then for a few moments, just feeling free to offer the metta, the loving kindness, just to whichever part of you, of your body, your heart, your mind. Just for a few moments, breathing the kindness in and out with wherever it feels like it's needed, or just with the whole body. Whole being. Either sensing it or feeling it, or feeling free to also rest the intention with the phrases if that feels more meaningful. May I be well. May I be peaceful. May I be filled with loving kindness. And then beginning to allow the metta, the intention, the sense of kindness, the thought of kindness to radiate out into the space around you and out towards everybody here. Sense of wishing people well, all the beings here, the ones we like, the ones we don't like, the ones we're quite neutral about, just that sense of well wishing to each one. And then maybe you might bring one person to mind, somebody here, Just see who comes to mind. And you might just hold that person, a sense of them or a visual image of them, and just for a moment, however you feel about them, whether you like them or not, or you don't know them, or just have that sense of, may you be well. May you be peaceful. May you be filled with loving kindness. You want to keep working with the breathing. You can imagine breathing in the kindness and then breathing it out towards this person. Allowing the metta and the breathing and the clarity of our intention to do the work. And letting that wish for well-being for that person fill our being. Opening up to a possibility of real fullness, real wholeheartedness of our deep longing for another person's happiness. Just gently enlarging our capacity for that. And letting go of that person. And feeling again our breathing. Breathing in kindness. Breathing out kindness towards everybody here. All the beings. Whatever kind of beings there may be here. Or in the nature outside, around. Sense of whatever beings there may be, wishing them all well. A sense of that wish radiating out from our heart center, or it might be a whole body, or it might be some other place in the body. We sense that energy, that intention radiating out from all directions, to the sides, above and below, in front and behind. resting in that, feeling, bathing in that goodness of that wish, however we sense it, however much or little we sense or feel or think that, feeling the goodness of that wish for well-being for ourselves and for others. So for the last period of the sitting, inviting you to practice this pervading of metta in whichever way feels appropriate right now. Maybe returning to pervading the body or the heart or the mind or the whole being. Or maybe thinking of a person here or from your life that you'd like to radiate some metta to, or resting in the intention to wish all beings well. as we come to the end of this period of meditation, and just taking some care with the transition, letting go of the metta practice, and just seeing if we can rest in a sense of how we are right now. Feel our body. Hear sounds in the room, outside the room. And then just gently, very slightly opening the eyes. And as you just begin to take in the visual field, just take a few moments to really, if you would like, to bring that sense of presence that you feel right now, a sense of attentiveness or metta, if that's around for you. And just have a sense of seeing if you can just look and see the floor, whatever's in front of you, with kindness. Just a little question. Is to see what it would be to be in the world, the eyes open world, with a heart and mind infused with loving kindness towards ourself and towards all beings.